And so I really just, whatever comes to my mind just kind of jots down. But I think the thing that I get most excited about is when I put like lyrics to a melody, because sometimes I'll have lyrics, you know, just sitting in like my notes app for like months and I can't find something for it. And then one day, like, you know, I get to fuse two concepts together. I'm like, oh, it was meant to be all along. And then I just get really excited and it works out. So it's a very like random process. There's no, you know, method to the madness.
That's so cool. Thank you for sharing. I love hearing about the creative process of different artists and how they make music. I think that's really neat, and I think that's really cool. My second question is, what is your favorite part about making music, if you have one?
My favorite part about making music is definitely the performance part. I love, like, you know, writing a song and then playing it for people and having, like, whether it be friends or just, you know, whatever listeners are there at an open mic or something, be like, oh, wow, I really related to your song, or wow, I really liked your song. Like, little comments here and there that, like, remind me of, like, oh, my gosh, like, you know, music is, you know, a medium to connect with other people and to connect, you know, community. So when I have those little moments, I'm like, oh, this is what this is for. Like, I just think music is so powerful. And at the end of the day, it's like, you know, one of very few universals. Like, every culture in the world ever has some form of music that brings community together. And while right now I'm, you know, very much solo artist and singer-songwriter type vibes, like, I would love to eventually, you know, have a band and play with them, because when I do jam with friends and, like, you know, we have bring in our different instruments, it's just magical. There's nothing like the feeling of, like, playing a song that you wrote or playing a song that you really like and just having the song sing you in a way, because you just get so into it.
Totally. I think that's such a cool way to think about music and understand it as it truly is an art form, and it truly is a work of art. All music is such power, and there's so much power in sound. So that's really cool. Thank you so much for sharing. Do you have any, like, favorite sort of genres or music, like, lines you like to stick with, or you're all over the place? That's totally
I am fun. Definitely all over the place, because I feel like every time I write, I try to write a song that's completely different from the last song, because I always get so scared of, like, my songs fusing together and sounding the same. Like, sometimes I'll write two songs in parallel and then be like, wait, they're just turning into one. So, like, if I'm writing multiple songs at once, I'll try to, like, do completely opposite genres. So, like, I feel like when I first started writing, I was very, very jazzy, and then it was poppy, and now what I'm writing is very indie.
Nice.
But I really try to cross over. Or even, like, a lot of the time what I'll do, like, if I listen to a song that I really, really like, I'll think about, like, what I like about that song and try to replicate a similar kind of ambiance to that. So, like, for example, Coup de Foudre was inspired by Autumn Leaves by Jacques Prévert.
Very cool.
I think. My memory is fading now. But, yeah.
So cool. Thank you so much. I love to hear the different inspirations for artists and their music, especially within people I can talk to in the physical.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being here.
Of course.
Gorgeous. We're going to listen to a little bit more super awesome, cool music, and you should definitely stick around to hear more amazing questions that I'm going to be asking about Apolline and her brand new single, Coup de Foudre.
There you go.
Yes.
She nailed it. Yeah, stick around, guys.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, definitely stick around, and we're going to listen to a little bit more music. So for now, here is Lauren by Men I Trust.
There's a Attention, woman in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIST.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Gorgeous. That was just Nightmare on Wax with their single You Wish. Oh, nope. It's totally a part of an album called Out of Sight, Out of Sound. In Space, Out of Sound, which is very cool and very fun and very awesome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, here on 90.1 FM. Today is so extra special. Like I've said before, I am joined here with Apolline Deschatzin. Hi, Apolline.
Hi, guys.
And I just want to say, I think it's so cool that you have music out and that you have the courage to create music and make art. That's so swag of you.
Thank you.
And does it feel super cool to have a new single out?
It is very exciting and weird
to think about like someone actually listening to my song, like someone that I don't know. It's like being like, oh my gosh, so someone that I don't know has heard my voice, or like someone listened to my song yesterday, like maybe doing laundry or walking to school, like, because I think like music, yeah, is like a little, this little life companion that is like, what honor did I have, you know, accompanying someone in their daily tasks with my song today. And obviously, you know, my reach is pretty, is, you know, quite humble. I'm at, I think, 500 streams.
That's awesome.
But even that, like, that's so exciting to know that, you know, 500 times my song was listened to on Spotify. So that's super fun.
That's so fun and so cool. And it takes a lot of courage to do that. So I'm really proud of you. And I think that's so cool.
Thanks, Katie.
Of course. And thanks for coming out here. Apolline does not live near Burnaby, guys. So it's really special for her to come all the way out here. Thank you so much.
It was actually such a fun drive. I almost got T-boned.
Oh my God.
It's okay. We don't talk about it.
Okay.
Thank you for drivers. I don't know.
We can talk about that later. Yeah. I'm getting super cool Apolline behind the scenes in between songs. So that's so fun. Anyway, I have a few more questions for you, if that's all right.
Oh my gosh, please.
Yeah. So my first question is, did you collaborate with anyone else during the process of making this song or promoting it or putting it out and stuff?
Yeah, so I wrote this alone, but when it came to the production side, I was like, I'm so lost. And I also knew I wanted bass on it, and I don't play bass. So luckily, I'm part of this club at my university, University of British Columbia, UBC, called the Blank Vinyl Project, or BVP for short. And because I'm an executive member on that club, like, I was super connected to lots of other incredible musicians. So I was able to talk to my friend who was able to do the bass for it. Like, he wrote it based off what I told him I wanted, and then recorded it. He actually recorded it while he was on like a co-op in Japan. I was like, I felt so bad pestering him constantly, like, can you get me the recording, please? But he killed it. That was super fun. And then my friend Sylvie Cox, she's also another local Vancouver artist, she's super awesome, you should hit her up. She helped me with the production side. She did all the producing, mixing, mastering, and also she just like really taught me a lot, like how to produce and how to mix and like what the recording process is like, and that was super duper helpful. So I'm so thankful for both of their collaborations. And I mean, like, my little sister Grace, she helped me so much too. Like, every time I, you know, had a new vocal take or a new Nebo, I'd make her listen to it like 10 times and give me notes. So that was super fun.
So cool. Thank you. And also, my next question is, are there any highlights within the song that you want to bring up, like little Easter eggs or something hidden you really enjoy or want to talk about?
Yeah, so a little Easter egg is actually the backup Oz in the bridge part of the song. It's me and my producer both singing, so we had her little voice, actually not her little voice, we had her voice in on there. And I mean, because this is Raccoon City, I should talk about raccoons.
Yes.
Actually, on like the last day of me and Sylvie working on this, like, you know, doing final little finishing touches in the production side, we had to like fix like one line that I had to re-record. But then, like, there was literally, like, a raccoon in her wall. And so the raccoon kept moving everywhere. And we'd be like, shut up. We're trying to record. Yes. Like, raccoon, you can't move. I can't have you in the song. Maybe that would have been cool. But anyways, and then, like, I was doing a take. And then at some point, like, the raccoon, like, just actually fully collapsed into the wall. And then, like, stopped moving. And we're like, did it die? Like, what happened? And then we just didn't hear it. And then we were like Googling how to, you know, deal with a raccoon in the wall. Like, we had no idea what to do.
Oh my goodness.
I actually don't know what the status is on that. I kind of just left after that because the raccoon stopped moving.
How did you know it was a raccoon?
I'm actually purely speculating because it was too small. It was too big to be a squirrel or a rat or rodent. It was big.
It was chunky.
You know, but I'm like, okay, like, what else? Like, it's not going to be a bear or in a wall. It was, you know. Yes. It was most definitely a raccoon.
Thank you. That's so awesome. That's why I love raccoons. They're such
they're such baddies.
No, they're just such freaks. Like, yeah. Like, and everyone has a weird raccoon story.
Yeah,
like,
this is true.
If I bring up raccoons, like, people are like, oh my goodness, this one time this raccoon like came into my house and stole my bagel. Like,
it's a great icebreaker.
It's such a you good
know?
Icebreaker.
Like, if you're like, you know, socially stressed, just go up to someone and say raccoons.
Exactly. And just be like, yo, seen any cool raccoons lately? Yeah.
No, but like raccoons out at UBC are terrifying.
I've heard.
They just come out of, like, you'll go around a corner and then there's like 10 of them.
Yep.
And like you just see their dark eyes, like in the dark, and they're always going through the trash, and they mm-hmm. just like look mm-hmm. so stealthy, you know?
They're so cool. I love them. And I love that people low-key hate them sometimes because, like, they're just such an underrated animal. And, you know, if I was a raccoon, I'd be pissed, too. This is their land, and we're all stomping on
That's
it
true.
And making terrible decisions on the land. So they were here first, and we should respect them. But I love that people hate them because it just gives me more advocacy for them. And I'm like, oh, they're so
this
weird.
Is great.
And what are those guys up to? Like, what are they up to? No one knows. I don't even know. We'll never know. We'll never know. And that's the beauty. Like, they don't want
to. Mystery.
They're so mystery. And I love that. Like, I love the mystery. I love the suspense. It's very cool. Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Evelyn. That was really special.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you thought of a cool raccoon story that related to this single.
Yeah. And but I was going to say a few other Easter eggs about, like, less, like, more about, like, the, I guess, the graphic design and all of that. Like, it was truly a family effort. Like, my little sister made the pants for me and the top in her, like, grade 12 textiles class at the high school. My little brother took the photos. My little brother took the photos. My older sister was, like, my assistant telling me how to pose. Mm-hmm. And then my older brother helped with, like, Photoshop, you know, minor Photoshop stuff. And then two or three of my other friends at university, like, helped me, like, actually make the cover art. And so it was, like, it's really fun that it was, like, kind of, it was, like, a community effort. Like,
nice.
It was, like, I couldn't have done this without, you know, the cool input of everyone around me. So I'm very thankful for that. And I would never take all the credit for it because, mm-hmm. you know, it takes a village to put out a song, apparently.
Totally. No, yeah, 100%. You know? That's so cool. And a raccoon, so.
Yeah, and a raccoon. Thank goodness for the raccoon.
Thank goodness. That's amazing. Yeah, that's really cool. I'm so happy that you get to connect with so many people mm-hmm. and have so many inspirations. And now whenever you listen to the song, you can think about all the wonderful, amazing people that helped collaborate with the single.
Exactly.
And if you didn't know, the single is called Coup de Food.
Coup de Food. And actually, I say it once in the song.
Oh.
So, you should
find
listen.
It. Go find it.
Find it where I say Coup de Food.
Yeah, go
it's
listen.
A very
go find
dramatic
it.
Part of the song. Oh, another actually funny Easter egg, though, in the song mm-hmm. is the sort of percussive sound in the bridge section mm-hmm. is actually just me, like, having an asthma attack into the mic.
Oh,
I was going,
sick. I love that.
I was just, like, messing around. I was like, wait, this is stupid. And then I tried it, and then we're like, wait, no, just add a little reverb. It sounds fine.
No, literally. That's what Tyler, the Creator, does, too, in a lot
no
of
No way!
Oh. Yeah. You'll, like, hear some heavy breathing, and then I listen to, like, his interviews and stuff, and he's like, yeah, that was just me having an asthma attack. Like, I was just, like, freaking out in the studio. Like, that's so same.
It's the sweat and tears and pain going into a song. Yeah, because originally I had percussion, actually. I had, like, a friend record a cajon. It's, like, one of those seated
nice.
Drums things.
Cool.
But it just, like, didn't work out. But I was like, okay, you know, I still want some percussive thing. And then it just happened messing around in the
nice.
Studio having an asthma.
Perfect. Whatever works. And, like, whatever you did is super cool.
Thanks.
It's such a cool song.
Thanks, Katie.
Of course.
Raccoon City's the best radio show in town.
What a high regard, and I'd have to agree. Anyway, you should definitely go listen to Evelyn's new single Coup de Food right now because it's out and it's so fun and it's so cool and it's everything and amazing. Evelyn, my last question before we go today is, do you have any new music coming out?
I want to. So over the summer, I do have a little 4-song EP I'm hoping to produce and put out.
That's so cool.
Yeah. But I'm not going to make any promises because I thought,
okay.
you know, it's music is never like the process of putting out a song is always way longer than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it did take me a long time for one song. So I can't imagine 4 songs in one EP. Obviously, I want to put stuff out that is good and that I'm proud of. But yeah, so definitely a little EP. It would be, I have an idea. I know the songs I want on it, and so I'm really excited for that. And then also just like I have some friends you know, who are putting out also EPs and little songs that I should be singing on as well. So I'll have some little guest appearances here and there. But yeah, just so things cool. on the horizon for sure. Yay. And eventually my dream is to have an album out, which I also have envisioned in my head.
There.
But it's, yeah, will be a few years.
Yeah, but it's on the way, so yeah. Stay tuned. Is there anywhere people can contact you or follow you or keep up to date with your music that's coming out recently?
Yeah, so I have a public music Instagram account. It's Apples Sings, because no one can spell my name, obviously. So that's APPLESSINGS. I'm also on Spotify and Apple Music and all listening platforms. My full name is Apolline DeShatson, APOLLL. Oh my gosh, three L's. No. APOLLINE. My last name, mouthful, DESCHAETZEN. And if you didn't catch that, I'm so sorry. Try to sound it out and you'll do great.
You will do great. And there is so many amazing things coming in the horizon for you. And I'm so happy you got to come on the show.
Thank you. I'm so, this was so fun. So thanks for having me.
Of course. And you can tune in every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, to hear more about me. I have a few more cool interviews coming up and a lot more really awesome, cool music to talk about in the coming weeks. So thank you so much for listening. Apolline, do you have anything to say before we go?
Be kind, keep your friends close, and yeah.
Word. That's so
listen
awesome.
To music. I yeah. swear, if people listen to more sad music or like emotional music, I think we'd all be better off.
Exactly. Just cry.
Staying in touch with our feelings. Just come on.
Just love a little. Just yeah. cry a little. Like
it's
like,
good for you.
It's so good for you, and it's so nice to feel.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for coming on the show, and go listen to Coup de Food right now. Streaming right now on Spotify, Apple Music, and all streaming platforms. Listen to Apolline because she's so cool and so awesome, and keep up to date with her on Apolline Sings or Apple Sings.
Apple Sings.
Apple Sings. And we're going to listen to her single before we go. Here is Coup de Food. Thank you so much for listening. This was Raccoon City every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Here is Coup de Food. Bye, Apolline.
Bye, Katie. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming. Here is Coup de Food. You fall.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.